time to get into funeral talk. I imagine we've done this before somewhere along the line, but this is one of those things that never goes away, and it's always worthy of a revisit.
Like, this is played at a funeral.
It is. It's Procol Harum.
I don't know if we've ever done this before, because it's not so much just the funeral, the concept of the funeral in general, but it's more of the complaints I have within the funeral itself, because they all have the same theme. Not all of them have the same theme. They should have the same theme.
D-E-A-T.
But I want to get into...
Death.
I want to get into your issues with the funeral before I get into mine, because mine are many.
Mine are many, too.
List them now.
All right, to start with, it really bothers me when you go to a funeral...
All the dead people.
And it's, you know, somebody that you knew and that you liked and, you know, family friend or something like that. And it's clearly obvious that whoever is delivering the eulogy or whatever has no idea.
None.
No sense whatsoever.
Hello.
About this person.
How about that ride in?
He's up there. He's mispronouncing names of kids and names of husbands.
Talking about
and
what
stuff.
A great guy he was. And
yeah.
Never even met
Steve.
Him.
Clearly, this son of a bitch has no idea.
He's usually a priest.
Well, whatever.
Or a preacher.
He still has no idea of, you know, not even the slightest sense of what this person was like.
I learned that the very first funeral I ever went to, because it was my grandfather who died when I was 12. And go to the funeral, and this guy gets up there, and I guess that you had no choice wherever. My grandparents were from McKinney, and so they were obviously, they were Baptist. They just, that's, I don't think there was anything else in McKinney except a Baptist church. So, and I knew my grandpa wasn't real fond of church, and that...
Like you.
And that he...
Yeah, that acorn didn't fall too far from the tree, did it?
Shut up. And that... This guy didn't know my grandpa. Well, he starts going on. I don't know why my grandma got this guy to get up there and say all this stuff, but he starts going on about Brother Ray and everything. He was calling him Brother Ray.
That's Ray Charles.
And that's just very small town Baptist.
Brother Ray.
And Brother Ray would have nothing to do with the kind of sinfulness that was going on in our town. I'm like, Brother Ray was a drunk. Brother Ray had a lot to do with the sinfulness that was going on in your town. I mean, you're right, though. They hardly ever know him, and the mispronunciation of names drives me insane.
That bothers me to no end.
And the way they just focus on the good things and make them out to be these saints, when in reality they're just a bunch of jackwads like we are.
Yeah, I mean, some are better than us. Some of the dead are better than us, I would say. Most are probably better than us. All mainly are better than us.
That bar's not real high.
No, it's not. That's
what bothers me most about funerals. And I also don't have much appreciation. I know funerals are generally a religious-based ceremony. What if the guy who died was not religious? What if he did not walk in the light of the Lord and didn't even care... Who knew it or what they thought of it or anything? What if that was just the way he lived his life?
Right. Well, maybe he doesn't want a funeral in a church.
Yeah, but he needs to make that known, because guess what? His wife or his kids or his parents, where are they going to have it at? They're not going to have it, you know, at a widespread show. I mean, they're going to have it at a church, because maybe they're thinking this is his last chance.
I want to have my viewing in one of the coolers at Park at Market. Just clear out all the Cokes and just put me in there right next to the sandwiches, and you can just walk by and pay your respects.
I'll let Tony know that tonight.
Okay.
I'm sure he'll be thrilled to hear that.
He probably would be.
And I want to be completely naked except for a tube sock on my junk, like Flea.
Okay.
All right.
We'll get that strung together. Now we know. Now
See?
We know.
And it's on record.
Then we'll auction off the tube sock.
I don't like the fact
For the
that,
Gladney Center.
And I think this is mainly my generation. But I understand, like, the older generation wanting to be honored and wanting to people to dress up, and you feel you owe it to them. Well, I'm getting it out there right now. Wear anything to my funeral.
Can I wear jorts?
I would prefer it. I would be upset if you didn't show up with
jorts and titties.
Jorts, titties, and a mustache. You owe that to me to bring that back when I'm
all
dead.
Right. All right. Consider it done.
Yes.
That's assuming that Mike's going to outlive you.
He probably will. Creepy old fart.
He's like Keith Richards.
But I also, you
got to find some titties, though.
And you have to wear, you're supposed to wear black.
The shoes.
And I'm like, man, why are you supposed to wear black? Why black? I mean, what does that do?
Because it's a solemn occasion.
Yeah, you're not supposed to be festive, so you got to wear black.
What are you going
to
wear, a Porter Wagner nudie suit?
I don't know.
Or a Hawaiian shirt.
Right. Or the tuxedo t-shirt.
Maybe this could extend the life of the King Buck suits.
Yeah.
All right, when I die, you have to wear the King Buck suit.
Fine.
Or either that or the Ron Washington t-shirt, the powder blue one with the red outline of his face.
Okay.
I like that one. But I've never understood why you have to dress up. And I kind of get the wedding thing and all that. I mean, I don't know. But when you're dying, it seems like... And I went to one of my friends here recently that was a little bit somber because he was so young.
Right.
But if you're really old, if you're in your 90s or 80s or whatever and you die, does it
when
really...
When you die of death?
Yeah, when you just die of death. That's it. Nothing tragic about it. You die of death, of being old. Why does it have to be so somber? Yes, everybody's going to miss you, but everybody needs to get up there and tell raucous, crazy stories.
Yeah,
now,
and look, anybody who is going to get anything useful out of you has long since gotten it.
Right.
You know? I mean, if you're in your 90s, you've had it to anybody.
Yeah.
You are not that useful anymore. Hey, it's a fact.
But the grandmother-in-law funeral I went to the other night... The woman who her oldest granddaughter got up and gave the eulogy, she knocked it out of the park. She was great.
Did she treat it as a roast?
I mean, partially, yeah. It was funny. You know, it was sentimental. It's everything you would want for that type of situation where you can laugh, you know? And I think it's not like people go through life without any laughter. It's not like you have to get
it. It's great to be able
to laugh a little bit.
Yeah. What's wrong with that? What? Why is it so bad? And you know, when my buddy passed away, we got up there, and I didn't do it, but my friends did. They got up there and told crazy-ass stories about him.
Did arm farts and stuff?
Dude, we were dying laughing at some of them. And yeah, some of them were sad, too. But why does it always have to be so dark? And here's the other thing. In any other situation where somebody gets up there and they deliver a speech, whether it's a political rally or a roast or a toast or whatever, people... God, Groove, shut up.
Sorry.
God.
He's excited.
He is.
I'm having fun.
So, but whenever they get up there, there's always a big cheering section for it. You know? Mm. Like, people just go crazy if someone really hit a home run speech. And they're just... Oh, yeah! At a funeral,
jeez.
At a funeral, when someone, and granted you're in a church and I understand that, but when you get up there like the granddaughter did the other day,
mm-hmm.
and she kills it, I want to stand up and be like, well done.
You should have.
Well done.
And if you're the only one, then you're the only one.
But everybody just sat there, and then, you know what you hear? You hear the clicking of high heels walking downstairs, and it takes about 45 seconds for her to get back to her pew. And everyone's just kind of sitting there and kind of looking at your watch and watching her and sweating a little bit. I mean, why can't we cheer?
Oh.
Yeah, it's a lot of that.
What, you want it like the Arsenio Hall show?
No, I don't want it like that. I don't want it like that, but I just think that it should be a little bit... Look, I'm for America loosening up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
In whatever facet it may be.
You know what I don't want? I don't want open casket funeral.
That's another thing.
Unless the body is dressed in Kiss makeup. That's the only way that I will have an open casket.
If you die of death...
I don't want to look like Peter Criss.
If you die of death of natural causes, your mothers will insist, if you just die,
yeah.
that you are... This is the last chance for people to look at you, and they're going to want people to see
I don't
want
them to remember
you.
Me as that.
They're not. I mean...
Although I might look better.
You might.
Than the Undertaker with AIDS.
Yes.
I definitely want you open casket.
You do?
Yeah, I do.
And we need your hands position, giving the thumbs up.
Thumbs up?
Yeah.
Great success.
And your eyes open.
You want my eyes open?
Yes.
But I want them cross-eyed.
No, they need to be open, just staring. And we'll like glue you. We have like like just a smile.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just kind of a Joker smile or whatever.
Yeah, I want them doing whatever they can to make you look like the bald picture.
The what?
The bald picture.
Oh yeah. The one with the bald man.
Oh, yeah. And if you're wondering what that looks like, you can go to our website, theticket.com, and go to our page, hardline page, and see Danny as a bald man.
Yeah, I look like Steve Earle with an eating disorder.
I don't know. I just feel that we owe it to the dead person more of a send-off than getting in there and being depressed. Right?
Sure.
It's
not the way it works.
No, it's not. The way of our society is this is a sad occasion because this person is no longer with us. And he is walking in the light of the Lord, and we're not.
What if we give the preacher and or priest, as just let him be some sort of, he's kind of the host of the funeral, but he kind of shuffles.
He's dressed like Monty Hall?
No, but he kind of shuffles off the parts to the people like, okay, you're going to give the eulogy, you're going to give the reading, and he just introduces them. And so he didn't have to get up there and be like, Mike Reimer was a good friend of mine. You know?
Why do you even need a priest to do it? You just rent the church and get like Gordon to MC it.
So you pay ticket people to MC your funeral?
Yes.
Is that what you want to do?
It's actually not a bad idea.
You want to pay Gordon to conduct your funeral?
I would be honored.
Well,
You're uncircumcised.
I thought you had a fountain of information because you worked at a funeral home.
Ask me funeral questions. I will give you funeral answers.
I don't have
to. Did anybody ever come in there and ask for something other than the normal, traditional funeral? Did anybody ever come in there with any... Say, look, we don't want this to be a sad, somber occasion.
No, not at all. Because it was a small town, and the only deaths that I had to deal with were those of the elderly, people that would die in a care home or a hospital or in their home. So these were people in their 70s, 80s, 90s, and they just wanted the standard West Texas funeral. You know, you go in the day before, you view the body, you walk them through there, you usher them through there, and then the next day is the funeral, and that's pretty much it. It's all very churchy and traditional. I never dealt with any strange requests.
And did you work in close proximity to the people that were having to deal with the families? Like, we're so sorry for your loss. That's another thing I don't like.
Yeah, I had to do... I did a lot of like ushering and stuff like that. I would assist at funerals, and I have to wear a suit and make sure everybody was quietly and calmly seated, and
right.
Just kind of take on that air of the.
Now, why do you have a problem?
Out a little bit.
Why do you have a problem with that?
Because I think that those people are too. They're acting obviously because they're not sorry for your loss. They're required to say that as part of their job. I don't want her to come up and be like, ha, "Who died?" You know, you don't need to say that. But there's a fine line between. Hey, where's the pizza?
Well, what do you want him to say?
I want him to be earnest and just be like, "I'm really, really sorry for your loss. How can
just
we make
come
this
up and go? Gosh, man,
no,
sorry.
How can we make this day? How can we make this day? Look, I don't want him to, you know, be in there smoking weed. I just like, hey, man, this is a real bummer, man. No,
you don't want to go to Chong's funeral home.
No. But I don't need every word out of the funeral home guy. Just and look, a funeral for the family lasts a lot longer than an hour and a half. It's a 3-day setup, and so every time you see these people, are you handling yourself okay?
They're not that bad.
Can I do anything to assist you in your time of need?
Would you like to be in a porno sometime?
You know, I don't need that. Because you know what?
Okay, well, what do you want then?
I just want to be real.
That's what I'm trying to get at here. You don't want that, so what do you want?
You know, like, I know you're having a bad day, but so am I. I got stuck in traffic on 635, and it sucked. So what kind of casket you want?
Red one.
Red.
He wants the Undertaker casket.
Yes.
We need to put a picture of Danny...
Next to the Undertaker.
Because Danny looks like the Undertaker with AIDS.
Leave me alone.
I want the Louis Saparizio casket.
All right, we probably should go. We're going to welcome in our guest.
We have a very special guest, and she's here.
She is?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I feel like we're shortchanging funeral talk.
What do you want to do, part two tomorrow?
I don't know. All right, 528 here on the ticket.
Hi, this is Norm Hitzkus. What a show we have for you tomorrow, 10 to 12 on the ticket. Right off the top, we have the manager of the Rangers.